Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. Now, I know what you're thinking, another day, another motivational podcast. And yeah, you're right, but this one's a little different. Today, we're diving into something super important. How your mental health directly affects your body. Ever felt like stress just takes over, leaving you with that constant knot in your stomach? Or maybe those days of feeling down leave you drained and sluggish, even if you got 8 hours of sleep? Well, guess what? You're not alone. This isn't about woo-woo energy vibes or some new age mumbo-jumbo. This is science, folks. The mind and body are inextricably linked. What happens in your brain has a direct impact on how you feel physically. And understanding that connection is the first step to taking control of both. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this fascinating, and sometimes frustrating, relationship between your mental and physical health. First up, stress. I mean, come on, we all know it's a part of life. Deadlines, relationships, traffic jams, the list goes on. But chronic stress? That's a different story. It wreaks havoc on your body, triggering everything from headaches and muscle tension to digestive issues and weakened immunity. Think of it like this. Your body is constantly running on red alert, pumping out cortisol, the stress hormone. Over time, that constant flood of cortisol can lead to serious health problems. Number 2. Anxiety. Ever get that feeling like your heart's about to beat out of your chest? Or maybe you have trouble breathing when things feel overwhelming? Anxiety isn't just a mental state, it can manifest physically too. Rapid heartbeat, dizziness, nausea, these are all real symptoms of anxiety. And the kicker? Those physical sensations can actually worsen your anxiety, creating a vicious cycle. Third, depression. This one's tough, folks. Feeling down, hopeless, and losing interest in things you used to enjoy? Those are classic signs of depression. But here's the thing, it doesn't just affect your mood. Depression can also lead to changes in sleep patterns, appetite, energy levels, and even physical pain. It's like your entire system is running on low power. Next up, chronic pain. You know those aches and pains that seem to linger forever? Well, believe it or not, mental health plays a role. Studies show that people with depression are more likely to experience chronic pain. And the reverse is also true. Chronic pain can worsen symptoms of depression. It's a vicious cycle that needs to be addressed. Finally, let's talk about sleep. You know how important it is for your physical and mental well-being, right? But did you know that poor sleep can actually contribute to anxiety, depression, and even inflammation in the body? Think of sleep as your body's reset button. When you don't get enough, everything starts to feel off. Now, imagine this. You wake up feeling sluggish, your head pounds from a restless night, and you just can't seem to shake that anxious feeling creeping around your chest. Sound familiar? It happens all the time. But here's the good news. Recognizing these connections is the first step towards taking control. Think about it like this. If you've got a nagging physical pain, you wouldn't ignore it, right? You'd see a doctor to figure out what's going on and how to fix it. Well, your mental health deserves the same attention. So, let's recap those key takeaways. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on your body. Anxiety triggers physical sensations that can worsen anxiety itself. Talk about a catch-22. Depression affects your mood, sleep, energy levels, and even physical pain. Chronic pain and depression often go hand in hand, creating a vicious cycle. And poor sleep? It can fuel anxiety, depression, and inflammation in the body. This isn't just theory, it's real life for so many of us. But here's the thing, you don't have to stay stuck in this cycle. You have the power to make a difference. Start by prioritizing your mental well-being. Find healthy coping mechanisms for stress, practice mindfulness and self-care, and seek professional help when needed. Remember, taking care of your mind is just as important as taking care of your body. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Leave a review if you found it helpful. Every little bit counts. And join the conversation on social media using hashtag depression to drive. Together, let's keep moving forward, one step at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.